KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have the president of the Ozark Foothills Film Fest with us. The Ozark Foothills Film Fest will be March 28th through April 1st. And Bob Pest, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Well, thanks very much. You know, I still remember the first film festival when you were there. So I like to think of you as part of our tradition now that we're up to the 11th annual festival because you've been so supportive and help us get the word out.
And you believe it? It was 10 years last year, so it's 11. Well, we've known each other for a while now.
We sure have.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the highlights of the Ozark Foothills Film Fest, which begins on March the 28th, next Wednesday.
Well, one of the things that's most exciting about this year's festival is the number of really good movies that we've gotten from Arkansas filmmakers. And as you know, for the last 5 or 6 years of the festival, one of the things we focused on is helping to improve the film culture and the film industry in Arkansas. And we've given grants for filmmakers, and we've had workshops on screenwriting and workshops on a number of things, because we really want to build Arkansas up as a place where people can make a living making films. And one of the really neat ones we have is a comedy called Anyone, and it was made by three Arkansas filmmakers that I've known for a long time, Scott McIntyre, Kelly Griffin, and Chris Wilk. And it's a comedy about dating. And it basically has a lot of different little stories about people getting blind dates or going online to meet it, get dates or trying to date the person at work, etc. And it really deals with the challenges of people trying to find someone that they can be comfortable with. But it shows on Saturday at 12:30, and we're really excited about it because if you didn't know that it was an Arkansas film, you would just think it was made in California or New York. And it has an all-Arkansas cast and crew, which we really like about it. Then we have on Saturday at 2:30 another very different Arkansas film, and it's called Witch Hazel Advent. And it's by a filmmaker from the Fayetteville area who's a graduate student at the University of Arkansas named Sarah Moore, who's had some films in our festival before. And it's a film about a guy named John Rule, R-U-L-E, who is sort of like Thoreau. He lives off the grid in northwest Arkansas, and he's a poet and also an anti-military advocate. And his poetry, in fact, Witch Hazel Advent is one of his poems, and the film is largely about him and living off the grid and the kind of simple, back-to-nature kind of life that he leads. But he's going to be there. And after the screening of the film, we're also going to have him there, and he's going to read some of his poems. And then you might remember a few years ago, there were these young sisters, twins, who were making documentaries that we showed at the film festival. Their names were Sarah and Emma Balin, and they started making films as a team when they were like 10 or 11 years old. And now they finished high school, they're in college now, and they made a really fascinating movie called Artists at a Conversation. And what they did was they interviewed 30 Arkansas artists. And the artists that they chose for this were all artists who had had their works displayed at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute. They have interviews with 30 Arkansas filmmakers just talking about, you know, how they got started and how they managed to make a living as artists and that sort of thing. And we're going to be screening that film on Sunday, April 1st at 12:30. And a number of the artists are going to be there. And then an interesting sort of situation, there's a filmmaker who grew up in Arkansas and moved to Texas where he's a college teacher now, and his name is Mike Akel, A-K-E-L. And his first film was called Chalk, and it was a comedy about high school teachers, basically, and the problems they face. But he has a new film called An Ordinary Family, which we're showing at the festival, and it's sort of, someone said this to me, if you remember Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, where the girl brings the African-American guy to dinner and surprises the whole family. And it's basically about how a family learns to deal with something that they weren't expecting to deal with. And it's sort of a comedy and sort of a family drama, but Mike is one of these filmmakers who's on the way up, and this is his second feature, and he's coming. In fact, we have 20 filmmakers from all over the country who are going to be at the festival. And one of the things we're going to do is on Saturday morning, we're having what we call a mixer or a brunch at the Morningside Coffee House. And four of the filmmakers are going to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. And people can come and we're going to have a little discussion of what it's like to be a filmmaker who doesn't live in New York or California. Because most of the filmmakers who come to our festival are from Tennessee, Louisiana, Missouri, states like that, you know. And it's very different for people making films in this part of the country because they don't have the same access to resources that people in New York and California do. So we're really kind of excited about that. We've got a whole lot of other things going on film-wise. We've got two films about dancing, which are also screening on Sunday. We have an interesting find that we came up with, which is a film made in 1953 called The Little Fugitive by a filmmaker named Morris Engel and his wife Ruth Orkin. And that is the first independent feature film made in America, even before John Cassavetes started making movies. It's a really interesting film about a little kid who thinks he's done something bad, and so he kind of walks away from his home, and he ends up on Coney Island. And this is in the 50s, and he just has all these different experiences and adventures at Coney Island. But it was the first movie made with a handheld camera, and it really paved the way for the independent film. As François Truffaut, the great French director, said, the French New Wave cinema would never have really come into being if it hadn't been for Morris Engel and his breaking the ground on the independent films.
Now, where can the folks get tickets, and tell us the website?
Well, the website is just www.ozarkfoothillsfilmfest.org. And as you know, we have the lowest price for tickets of any film festival in the country. It's $5 for adults, $4 for students of any age, and adults 54 and over, which is what we consider sort of senior adults. And then you can become a member of the Foothills Film Society for $25, and then you get into all the films for $3, and you also get invited to both of our receptions. We're having a reception Thursday evening at Lyon College for our screenwriting students and the people who entered the screenwriting competition. And then Saturday evening after the film's end, we're going to have a big reception for the filmmakers at Elizabeth's on Main Street. And memberships, you can get the memberships at the door, you can get the memberships if you go to the receptions, or you can just go online to our website and you can get the memberships there. And then we also have what we call a Red Eye Pass, which is $25, and that gets you into all the films for free.
Awesome. Well, folks can check out the website. They can also find out the schedules. And where can they pick up a schedule?
There are schedules around town in Batesville at a number of places, Daylight Donut, a number of the restaurants in town. And if you see a place that has our poster in the window, you know that it's one of our sponsors, and you can go there to get one of the programs.
Well, Bob, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us. It's the Ozark Foothills Film Fest. Begins next Wednesday, March 28th, goes all the way through April 1st. And Bob Pest, the president of the Ozark Foothills Film Fest, taking time out and talking with us. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much.